Joining me live over the phone this morning is Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, with her monthly report from the Arts Council. Lexi, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, doing all right. Pretty well. Thank you. And, well, a big couple of weeks on the way for the Arts Council. Lots of great events happening, starting off with the Classical Night of Music tomorrow night at the Ford Theater. Tell us about this one.
Yes, tomorrow night, Friday the 18th, our Classical Night of Music concert. It will be held at the Ford Theater, 7 p.m. Tickets are $12. They can be purchased at the door or through our website, starvalleyarts.org. The concert, it's all local talent, and we've got vocal, piano, strings, woodwinds, ballet performances, and it's all featuring classical music. It's going to be a really special concert. If you love classical music, join us.
Yeah,
it'll be really great.
And this is one of those unique events that, Lexi, I think really just showcases the kind of talent we have, and we talk about it all the time. But if we don't get to see the classical side of it very often, right, with the local talent, and I think this is a great opportunity for people to go see that.
Yes, we've never done anything like this with just focusing on classical, and to have so many people in the Valley who are very specifically classically trained, it's very cool.
Absolutely. So Classical Night of Music, it's tomorrow night, Friday evening at the Afton Ford Theater, 7 o'clock p.m., and again, get those tickets at starvalleyarts.org. Lexi, I know a lot of people are looking forward to the Children's Summer Theater this year. Alice in Wonderland Jr., an audition's coming right up in just a few weeks.
Yes. This is for all kids ages 6 to 16. Everyone who auditions will get to participate in some way. We even have stage crew and sound and light technician needs for any older kids that are interested in that kind of thing. Auditions are on May 5th, that's Monday, May 5th, from 4 to 5:30, and again on Wednesday, May 7th, from 5 to 6:30. This is a walk-in, first-come, first-serve format. Those who want to audition need to come prepared to sing a one-minute song or recite a memorized nursery rhyme. It's just really casual. They just kind of want to see stage presence, mostly. If you're interested, we've got a lot more information on the website, but just take a look at that, read through it. You can pre-register on our website just to save time. It's $75 for anyone who wants to participate, but if you have multiple kids, any additional kid is $50. So check out the website, and any other information, you can contact me or Tina Crowther. All of that information is there too.
Absolutely. And this is kind of specifically designed for the kids on the younger end of the age spectrum, right? This is pre-high school kids.
Well, we get a few of the older kids every year, maybe like five or so.
Okay.
And some of those kids choose to do more of the crew jobs, but we've had a few that choose to be in the program. So just whatever they want to do, they're welcome to join if they're interested.
Very cool. And remind us what kind of time commitment. You mentioned everyone who auditions is able to be part of the production. This isn't like auditions as far as cuts and that kind of thing are being made.
Right.
So remind us what kind of time commitment families are making with this, with it, when they audition.
Yeah. If I remember right, I think it's 2 hours a day for 2 or 3 weeks in June. But all of the leads will need to spend the month of May learning their parts on their own, because there are a bunch of things going on at the end of June this year that make it so that we have 1 week less of rehearsal. So anyway, anyone who has a lead part will need to have some at-home work.
Absolutely.
That's all I know. 2 hours a day. 2 to 3 weeks.
It's great experience, great opportunity, and again, auditions happening in early May. Find the details at starvalleyarts.org. Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, Lexi Weber, on the weekday wake up this morning. Lexi, the Youth Summer Art Camp, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is another new event. Is that correct? Coming up this July?
Yes, it's new. I was approached by a lady in Pinedale who is a stained glass artist. And she's been teaching this class in Pinedale and in Jackson. and she wanted to bring it here. And of course we want it. It's something that we've never had the opportunity to learn, adults either, right? So it would be really great to have here. It will teach glass fusing, stained glass, and mosaic making. And it's for all youth ages 9 and up. It will be held on July 8th and 9th from 9 to 4 each day at the Thane Community Center. The only issue here is that the instructor needs to have at least 10 participants signed up by May 10th to be able to make this work. So we need anyone who's interested to sign up early. She just needs to get all of her supplies and everything worked out. So that registration information can be found on our website. We actually have a link to her website. She has photos of other class projects when she's done it for other communities. And so there's a lot of information there. The cost of the camp is $275. That includes all of the materials. You'll get to take a lot of the projects home, a lot of finished projects. It'll just be a really great thing if we can get enough people to do it.
Absolutely. So it's coming up in July, but something to put on your radar right now. Remind us again when registration is and all that kind of details.
We need to have 10 people by May 10th.
All right. So yeah, absolutely. Go do it now. Youth Summer Art Camp happening in July. Lexi, one other item. I noticed that the announcement's been made for Montana Shakespeare in the Parks coming up in July as well, right?
Yes. Now I'm going to have to look at my calendar to see the exact date.
I believe it's July 27th. I have it pulled up. So it's the 27th, yeah. On a Sunday this year.
It's on a Sunday. So we hope that that won't deter people from attending. We don't get the choice of what day we're assigned. But July 27th, the play is As You Like It, and we are going to be doing it at the Kodiak Mountain Resort again this year. It was a really great space to do it last year. We felt like it turned out really well. So put it on your calendars. I hope people will still attend.
Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Find details on these and all other upcoming events with the Arts Council online at starvalleyarts.org. Lexi, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
It's the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.